So today's Torah portion, Ki Tisa, when you take. And, you know, I would like to leave you with one very interesting idea from this Torah portion. Actually, it's a very interesting idea because in the life, I view it from the point of view of Moses, this Torah chapter. When I read this Torah chapter, I thought about difficulties and crises in the life of people. And I know that all of us, sometimes we are going through crisis. Maybe somebody here is not never go through crisis. I do sometimes. I have sometimes. Actually, may I see the hand if somebody with no crisis in his life, ever? If you are here, taught me how to do that. Please teach me. I need to know. So in life of every person, there can become a moment of crisis, a test that unexpected for us. And sometimes it happened. We don't wait for it. We don't sometimes deserve it. We don't want it. But sometimes it happened in our lives. And it's true for all of us. It can happen to anyone. If you are deeply committed to the Lord, if you love Him and try to follow Him, such a test can come into your life as well. Because I heard many teachings that if you're a believer, if you're strong in faith, crisis will not touch your life. Never. But actually, it's false doctrine, because all of us, we are going through this world, and sometimes we're facing with crisis. So I would like to speak a little bit about great crisis in the life of Moses. And if you think that ministry of Moses was always easy and smooth and with no crisis, I think you're wrong. Actually, who wants to be like Moses? Who prayed, "Lord, I want to be like Moses"? No hands. Good for you. Think twice before you pray. Who wants to be like Rabbi Shaul, like Paul? Yeah, only in the good parts. In his giftings, yeah, in miracles, but not in the part of tribulation. So the work of Moses' entire life and all he had dreamed about, all he had lived for, was to bring the people of Israel out of slavery, to bring salvation to his nation. So all the life of Moses, all his life, was about one thing: to bring them out of slavery of Egypt into the freedom of promised land. And please think about it. Everything about Moses, everything who he was, it was about bringing people from slavery into freedom. He put his life to this sacrificial altar to bring his people into the promised land. So, and now the moment is there, this portion, Ki Tisa. He is on the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments from the Lord to bring it to people of God. I believe this was the most important moment in his life, receiving the Torah, receiving the blessing to people of Israel, receiving the covenant with people of Israel. It's very important to remember. So Moses had fasted and prayed for 40 days. 40 days. Who tried to fast for 40 days? Yeah, if some chicken there, yeah, some soup, some borscht, we can do that. But without it, it's very hard. So he was 40 days in the presence of the Lord. And God is presenting Moses with his divine covenant with Israel. He gave him 10 commandments. He gave him Torah. This is the most important moment in the life of Moses as the leader of Israel. But in the same moment of the greatest victory in the life of this great leader, the Torah is given. This is very, very important to remember. The covenant is in hand. What a celebration there will be. Important moment in the life of Israel. But you know the story, if you read this portion. There was no celebration. There was no celebration. It was at this most crucial moment in the life and the history of Israel, on the very eye of the giving of the covenant, that Israel corrupted itself by making a golden calf. So Moses for 40 days praying and fasting for people of Israel. He is receiving Torah. At the same moment, people of Israel, they relaxed. They decided that Moses is died there. Who knows what happened with this old man? 40 days with no food, with no drink, something must be happened. So very important moment. So Israel felt. He built golden calf for himself. He felt this covenant with the Lord. So I would like to see here. So how do you think Moses felt at that moment? He's fasting, he's praying, he's in the presence of the Lord, receiving Torah. And now the Lord telling him, Moses, go down. It is finished. You remember the Lord told him, I will destroy people of Israel and I will give new nation through you. I will give birth to the new nation. For Moses, it was a crushing blow because he was a leader. And I believe for him as a leader, it was one of the most difficult moments in his life as a leader. So when we think about ourselves, about crisis in our life, please think about life of Moses. What a crisis for him as a leader. How he felt about himself. What do you think? Because he felt as a leader, I believe. He thought about it. But you know what's happened next? How to deal with crisis. Many people would give up. They would give up. They would say, no, Lord, no more, not anymore. Destroy them, destroy me. Let's start from scratch, from beginning. But you know what's interesting? Moses, he would never surround it before this situation. Again and again, he is coming back from his position again to mountain. We know the story, next story. Let's read it in Exodus chapter 33, verse 11. So Moses, instead to go to depression, he goes again to the mountain of the Lord, again. Again, 40 days in the presence of the Lord. And you know, he interceded for people of Israel. He prayed for them. And he won. He is a great example for all of us. He seeks answers and new ways from the Lord that lead him to deeper relationship with the Lord, to the great revelation. And I would like to read Exodus 33, verse 11 to 18. And this is his reaction on crisis in his life. I believe we need to take lesson for ourselves. This week Torah portion, when I read it this week, I thought about crisis and how Moses dealt with it. How was he faithful to the Lord? Exodus 33, verse 11. So Adonai spoke with Moses face to face. Let's say together, face to face. In Hebrew, panim al panim, face to face. As a man speaks with his friend. So after such a betrayal from people of Israel, Moses find the power, find the courage to go into the presence of the Lord. Not to go into depression or unfaithfulness to the Lord. He was so faithful, so humble. So he went again into the presence of the Lord. And not just in the courtyard, but into Holy of Holies, panim al panim, face to face. I don't know how about you, but the best way for me when is a crisis in my life is to go deeper. Deeper is to cry before the Lord. Did you ever try to cry before the Lord? Who had? Not be strong before the Lord. Be really, really soft. Cry. The presence of the Lord, the only place where you can cry with all your heart. So Moses, he found the strength and he found the mercy. So he went back, not into depression. He didn't say, oh Lord, these people are so bad. I don't want to do anything with them anymore. I'm finished. I'm Moses. And they're bad. I'm fasting for 40 days. I'm so good. And they're so evil. He's going back to the presence of the Lord. And he's going deeper. Deeper. There's healing. There's mercy in the presence of the Lord. And look here. As a man speaks with his friend. I don't know how about you. I have a couple of friends. They know everything about me. Good things, they know me as a good person. And not so good. Actually, I'm not so bad, but as all of us here. But they know everything about me. And you know what, with friends, I'm ready to say everything to them. Even if I'm not right, they're ready to listen to me and to correct me. This is friend-to-friend relationship. When you trust him, when you trust your friends. So here it is. As a man speaks with his friend, then he would return to the camp. He goes to the Lord, speaks with him, face to face, friends, deep relationship with the Lord. And then he goes back to people of Israel. Why? Because he wasn't ready to talk to people of Israel without being in the presence of the Lord. Sometimes it's very hard to go through betrayal, very difficult to go through crisis, and sometimes it's impossible to go without presence of the Lord and answer from the Lord. I can imagine what Moses would do without the presence of the Lord with Israel. I can't imagine. He would probably do a lot of bad stuff there. But he was ready to go receive from the Lord. Then he would return to camp, but his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, did not leave the tent. Verse 13. Now then I pray his prayer with the Lord, with his friend, face to face, after such a betrayal and in the time of such a difficult situation in his life as a leader. He's praying for his people because he's a good leader of Israel. Now then I pray, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways so that I may know you. You know, it's such a prayer here. Can you imagine here? So he could pray, Lord, these people are so bad. They betrayed me. You know what's going on around me. I was praying there for 40 days. And they, Lord, do something. Instead, he's praying, Lord, what about me? I want to know you. I'm here because I want to know you. He's not praying for them right now. He's not condemning them. He's praying for his own heart. You know, when we are going through on the top of mountain in our lives, who actually is in the good spiritual condition today? Don't raise your hands. I believe every one of us today. I don't want to know that somebody is going to hell. But when we are in the valley of the shadow of death, I believe this is the perfect moment not to blame others. Yeah, for sure, others are guilty, for sure, always. Our others are guilty, for sure. But this is the moment to ask, Lord, what do you want? What do you want for me? Search my heart, Lord. Search my heart. Such a betrayal, such a bad things going on around. But what do you want in my heart, Lord? What's there? Help me to know you. I mean, think about it. Amazing prayer. He's a spiritual leader. He's a humble man. He's the leader who was anointed by the Lord to lead people of Israel into the freedom. He's praying, if I have found grace in your eyes, show me your ways so that I may know you, so that I might find favor in your sight. You know, I heard the story, if somebody is doing something against you, forgive them. If somebody is wrong against you, love them. You know why? Because it is between you and the Lord. Nobody would stand between you and the Lord in the presence of the Lord. You will be alone. And this will be the moment when you will say, yes, Lord, thank you for everything. Or you will be ashamed, or you will be glad. Decide today. And next thing, consider also that this nation is your people. So the Lord is angry. He's telling them, I won't destroy them. They are not worthy. I don't think the Lord wants to destroy them because the Lord loves the Jewish people. But he tested Moses. He interested what Moses would do with these people. And Moses, he passed the test. He said, Lord, I want to know you. And also, please consider that people, they're yours. Love them. Don't turn your face from them. Be with them. Verse 14. We are coming to an end. We have only 1 hour. I'm sorry, no. I'm sorry for Facebook, but let's finish it here. Verse 14, answer from the Lord to Moses, to his prayer. Do you know that the Lord, he knows our hearts? So he searched the heart of Moses, and he's pleased with Moses. He's telling him, my presence, and in here in Hebrew, it's a very specific word, panai, my face. It's not the presence, you know, like clouds or, how to say presence. Some people, when they think about presence, it's something like they can't see, they just maybe can feel sometimes. But here is this, my face will go with you. Actually, I have an idea, and I can't prove you, but I don't have time for now. The face of the Lord, in that case, it was Yeshua, the Messiah, who came to Moses on the mountain. Interesting. And the Lord, he said, my face will go with you. Myself will go. I will go with you. And I will give you rest. He answered. And verse 15, the final verse for today. But then he said to him, Moses answered to him, if your face, does not go with me, don't let go up from here. In verse 16 actually. For how would it be known that I or your people have found favor in your sight? Isn't it because you go with us that distinguishes us from all the people on the face of the earth? And verse 18. Then he said, please, show me your glory, kvadecha, your weight, your glory, your presence. And you know what happened next. The Lord came on the mountain. He showed himself to Moses. Yeshua came first. He closed the eyes of Moses. If you read carefully, you will see there. And glory of the Lord came in front of Moses. The Lord showed himself to Moses. He changed his heart. Result of this crisis was a great victory in the life of Moses and life of Jewish people. It was not a disaster. It was the beginning of something good in you. So my prayers for you that you will be strong and humble enough like Moses. And if you have, and you're facing right now crisis in your life, I pray that it will not crush you. It will help you to turn to the Lord even deeper, to find Him, to be in His presence, to be filled with His love, and to go forward in His victory. This is my prayer for you. Amen. So let's finish our service and let's pray together. Kendra, can you pray, please?
Can I say one thing?
Yes, please.
This on now. One thing real quick. Hang on a second. Remember, keep your social distancing. But also, the rabbi's message last night, I think, was a good one. There is a bottom line to it that I think is important. And if you get a chance to look at it. But this is it. If the Father asks you to do something and you first say no, but you're open to be changed, and then you do what the Father asked, you have still served the Father and done what He's asked. So, if you say no in the beginning, allow your heart to be open to be changed. You may be very important to what God wants done spiritually with those around you and in your own life. So that's the bottom line on that one. So we'll say the Aaronic benediction. Am I doing
pray Hebrew and I will do English?
And English?
You will do Hebrew, I will do English.
You're going to do the English? Okay, I'll do the Hebrew and then that will be the English. If you'll please close your eyes and know that you are now. Like I said, Shabbat is a moment in time. You are joined with every other person on the planet who is worshiping God at this time. Yivarecha Adonai v'yishmerecha. Ya'er Adonai panav alecha
V'yachunecha Yisa Adonai Adonai panav elecha Vayasem lecha Shalom.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May His face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. Shabbat Shalom. Love you so much. And thank you for coming. Shalom. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you.